Welcome to Dateline RIT with Mike Safran.
This is a special edition of Dateline RIT, March 8, 2007, the introduction of RIT's ninth president. The university's next leader, William Dessler, currently the provost of the University of Maryland at College Park, was introduced via satellite to the RIT community at a March 5th standing room only news conference. Dessler, who succeeds President Albert Simone this summer, described what he called RIT's unfair advantages.
RIT as an institution has extraordinary assets. It basically combines very, very strong programs in science, technology, business, and the like, more traditional elements of an institute of technology nationwide. But it combines those with two other extraordinary assets, and those are programs in the design arts of various kinds and the National Technical Institute for the Deaf, which adds an element of diversity that cannot be matched at any other institution. It's my belief that these collective assets can be brought together to build an institution of even greater national eminence. And that's what excites me so much about this opportunity.
And RIT's next president discussed one of his top priorities beginning July 1st, immersing himself into the RIT family.
I need to get to know people. I need to get to know your dreams and aspirations and how I can help. I need to find out who the best people on campus are and get out of their way. I think we all need to find a common dream for RIT and move it forward. I think that there's nothing I'm looking forward to more than those kinds of personal relationships and the chance to actually get to know the RIT family and to find out ways in which we can work together to build an extraordinary institution. I really think that the potential of RIT really is exceptional. I think if you look at the range of programs and the distinction of those programs that have already been built, I think the potential to build a nationally preeminent institution and a really unique one focused on the real needs of corporate America and of the rest of the country for leaders, I think is there, and I think we'll need to work very hard to exploit that possibility. But I think for the most part, I'm just looking forward to getting to know everybody, and as I said, how we can work together to make a really, really great institution.
That's RIT President-designate William Dessler speaking via satellite to the RIT community during a March 5 news conference, introducing him as RIT's ninth president, effective July 1st. Also at the news conference, RIT Board of Trustees Chairman Michael Morley had this to say.
We start from a foundation, from a base that is excellent for us to move to the next step. And that really is a result of what Dr. Albert Simone has brought to RIT over the past 15 years. So for all of us who are involved with the university, you know where we are today. You know where we have come to over those 15 years. And it just gives us an excellent foundation and place to build from as we go through the next 15 years.
RIT Board of Trustees Chairman Michael Morley. Also during the news conference, current RIT President Albert Simone took a few moments to talk about RIT's future.
This is a terrific day in the history of RIT. I couldn't be happier. Bill, welcome. Every president, when they start a new job, they think about what they might do. And at a place like RIT, you think about, you know, what can we accomplish next? How can we go to the next level? And I had that same feeling when I started 15 years ago, and you really build on the legacy of your predecessors. And I had before me Rich Rose, Paul Miller, and Mark Ellingson, each giants in their own way at RIT. And with the terrific faculty, staff, students, administration, trustees, and friends of the university that we have here, alumni, we were able to accomplish some things over the past 15 years. I couldn't do it without the team and many of them are here now, and there will be your team, Bill. And I know that when you come here, you'll have that legacy, and you'll have your own view of what this next level will be. You'll apply your own style, your own experience, your own passion. And I have every single confidence that you will succeed in the most wonderful of terms. And we will achieve even more that national, international renown that you talk about.
This is Bob Finnerty. University News is working overtime to bring you news on RIT's incoming president, William Dessler. You can find extended coverage on the University News website, a video cast of the news conference as well as a podcast, news releases including a statement from the University of Maryland president congratulating Dr. Dessler, photo galleries of Dr. Dessler's initial visit and subsequent news conference, Board Chairman Mike Morley's statement to the RIT community found on the Tiger Beat blog, and coverage from outside media, including what they are saying in Maryland, can all be found at rit.edu/news. Next up, Deanna Carvalho has more on other news inside our special edition of News and Events. This is Bob Finnerty on the RIT campus.
This is News and Events Managing Editor Deanna Carvalho. Also in the special edition of News and Events, RIT's next president, William Dessler, shares some aspects of his personal life with the RIT community. Dessler is one of the world's foremost collectors of antique banjos, admitting to owning more than 100 instruments. He and his wife, Rebecca, also share an interest in alternative-powered vehicles and scooters. Also in this special edition, News and Events looks back at RIT's presidential history with a timeline detailing the university's leaders from Carlton Gibson in 1910 to RIT's current president, Albert Simone. And a few faculty and staff members comment on RIT's future in light of Dessler's recent appointment. For all of these stories, see the special presidential edition of News and Events. This is Deanna Carvalho.
This has been a special edition of Dateline, RIT, March 8, 2007, the introduction of RIT's ninth president. See the March Dateline RIT e-newsletter online at rit.edu/news/dateline. I'm Mike Safran on the RIT campus.
For more on these stories and other RIT news, visit www.rit.edu/news. Dateline RIT is produced by RIT University News Services.